Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Hi, I am Joanna Garcia Swisher. I played Bree Buckley on Gossip Girl, and we're rewatching The Lost Boy.
Welcome back, listeners, to your one and only source into all things Gossip Girl. You know you'll love it. XOXO.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Gosh.
Hi.
I'm so excited right now.
Me
I'm
too.
So excited.
Have you two met, Susanna and Joe?
You know what? I don't know because I feel like—
I don't think so.
No,
I think— It's possible.
In the Gossip Girl world, I feel like we probably
crossed
somewhere. Paths at Crafty, you know, like getting some snacks.
Very strong
maybe.
Possibility with me.
Yes. So it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm a big fan. And so it's a thrill for me to talk to you and welcome.
Yeah, this is so fun. It was so fun to— I'm just looking forward to this afternoon just to see your face.
I know. We go like way back. Like, first of all, this is Joanna Garcia, who plays Bree Buckley, and we're going to be rewatching The Lost Boy, Season 3, Episode 3. So I just want to introduce you before I off about how much I love you and how amazing you are. And really, the first time we met was on Gossip Girl.
Yeah, we had mutual friends.
But never really, because you came to my trailer, knocked on the door, and I was like, she's so sweet, so nice, so friendly, so bubbly, and just wonderful. I mean, we sat in my trailer and talked and never had a scene together. We also worked on the internship and never had a scene together.
Never worked together, I know. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do. I remember it vividly. I was super nervous. I remember showing up in New York and I kind of knew people that were on the show, but not, you know, I was just like, what's going on here? And you were just the first person I sat with that morning. It was like 5 a.m.
It was early. And we were in a parking lot, right?
Yeah. at like the polo fields
or glamour,
something.
And the glamour of it all.
I know. But I remember just being so grateful to you. And then you were like, you're coming out with us every night.
You're
and
doing everything
we just
with us.
Pretty much, I love it. And it made, it was such a crazy summer for me, like personally too, because that's where I met Nick, my husband, that 2 days before I started the show. And so it was like, I was off. Like I was on this great show with all these fun people and I met what was now my husband.
Yes, baby daddy.
Wow. How did you meet? How did you meet him?
We were set up by a mutual friend.
Oh, that's cool.
Nick's ninth grade math tutor from Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Wow.
Was a manager at the management company that represented me.
What?
And
that's wild.
Yeah, it was very weird. Yeah.
That's a good story.
Meant
it
to be.
It was weird. And then he, yeah, totally. He, I remember it was funny. So Chase was like, I said, we were on the car ride back to the city and he was like, wait, so tell me what's going on. I was like, I don't know. They're just like setting me up with this guy. He plays for the Yankees. He's like, oh my God, we could get like tickets to the Yankees. And I was like, I'm sure you could get tickets to the Yankees.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, but yeah, well, I'm sure we could score some seats. But little did we.
Yeah.
Know. And now Chase and Nick are right. really good friends. So
he's just a lovely human as well. Very like
yeah.
caring and outgoing. And just he's one of those people, Susanna, who like – the smile, like you too, Joe, doesn't leave their face. Like it's there, and it's like a genuine smile all the time. And I love that. There's like a few people in my life
Thank
that I'm
you.
At that have that, and you both do. Like literally, you'll like look over and you're
that's
like, he's so still
sweet.
Genuinely just smiling. And that's awesome.
Oh, that's so cute.
He's a happy guy. No,
I love that.
It was actually one of the things that I love. I know we're not here to talk about my love story,
no,
but that I loved about it, him. I was like, this guy literally, like, he goes out and like smells the grass on a baseball field be cut, and he's so grateful. He was so grateful for so many things. I thought that's such a cool quality, especially like a young athlete, which I wasn't really sure that this was going to be where I was going to be, like what road I was going to head
right,
down.
Right, right.
That we both ended up with athletes.
Yeah. she was with me on my first date with Brad.
That is so interesting.
At Stagecoach. Wow. We were like jamming out to country music. I'm like,
girl.
And same. I didn't.
Well, let me ask the two of you, is there what is it like in terms of do athletes understand actors in a special way? Or is there something that that the two disciplines sort of have in common? Pressure, definitely.
I think so. In a way,
yeah.
we're both performers on some
right.
level. But yeah, I think that it's also just like a little bit different alternative, you know, it's not for the faint of heart.
Right, right.
Athletics
right.
or this business. So
sure.
yeah, I feel like there is a lot of, I can see why historically there have been a lot of athletes with entertainers.
Yeah, totally.
Right. Makes sense.
He gets it even though he doesn't. Like sometimes he's like, I can't believe you don't know your call time mm-hmm. tomorrow, because athletes know what they're
yeah.
doing every day for
yes.
every year. Like he knows
yes.
what he's doing next
yeah.
November 2nd. Of 2023. I'm like, I
yeah.
don't know if I have a job
yes.
next year. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if
yeah.
I'm working on a set
right.
or not. So there's like things that he doesn't get at all and things that he like
yeah.
understands like,
yeah,
you know,
right.
but it's also
– or like Nick doesn't understand like, well, maybe the show won't get picked up. And he's like, of course the show's going
right.
to get picked up. It's going to go for 7 seasons. And you're like, well, that's not really normal.
Right. Like we don't
like, right. We'd be super lucky if that were the
right.
case. But I do appreciate that, you know, exuberance.
Yeah.
And, you know, eternal optimism.
So
totally. And so did you introduce Chase and Nick?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And they became like super tight.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a major bromance.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so you come on. Did you get cast in LA and came to New York for it?
Yes. So this was crazy. So I was doing a show, one of my favorite shows that I ever did, called Privilege, and it got canceled. And I got a call like a minute later basically saying, you know, we want to keep you in the family and we'd love for you to do this role. And I was like – I felt really old to do this.
Which is
show.
Crazy.
Really? That's so interesting.
Well, wow. I mean, I was definitely like playing a college graduate nanny at the time, which the irony is that I was turning 30 the summer that I started Gossip Girl. But, you know,
wow.
my boobs weren't as perky as everyone else's, but I was there. I was rocking.
Yeah,
I was ready. I was single. Thank you.
I think
Thank you
were great.
Yeah,
I looked beautiful.
I think you definitely pulled it off.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, listen, there's a village over there that are magicians in that hair and makeup trailer and wardrobe. Eric Damon, who I ended up working with Stephanie and Eric again on Astronaut Wives. But I remember thinking like, you know, I had just broken up with my very serious boyfriend and I got this job to go like make out with Chase Crawford for a summer. I was like,
right.
yeah.
That's
this,
pretty
this
cool.
This feels like the right move. Feels like the right career
right.
move.
Well, and it's so like just even hearing you say that out loud, making out with Chase Crawford or going out and making out with some hot dude in New York City. Like the fact that that's
yeah.
part of our job and it's like
right.
a real thing. Like
yeah.
I'm done with this job.
Like,
I'm going to go to one of the best cities in the world and make out with this hot dude while I'm getting over a breakup.
Yeah, no, it was the perfect place to lick your wounds.
Yeah.
And it was great. I laugh about that all the time. And then I, like I said, I always – but I do remember, like, I was so devastated that Privilege got canceled, but it was a nice – great summer.
Yeah.
It was the best summer ever.
Yeah, fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
And did you watch the show at all before you joined the show? So you kind of knew the world of the stuff and all the who populated
it? Yeah. And I also had been on the CW for so long. It went from like, you know, right. Well, I was back on the WB days with like Seventh Heaven and Buffy on Reba. And then
your resume
I was still there. So freaking old. And then it became the CW the last couple of seasons of Reba. And then I got Privileged right after that. So I was in that family.
Right.
So I had definitely crossed paths with everybody. And it was, you know, you guys were in New York, so it was a little bit different. But especially in LA, or any cross promotional stuff. And we would do these like insane galleries. Do you remember those? Did you
the
guys
gallery
do those
shoots?
At all? Yeah, where you'd have to like jump on like a trampoline and like your hair would be flowing.
Yeah.
And it was like, I really need to go find those. They're freaking insane. But they were epic.
And it was always one day and all day, and like you didn't stop.
Everyone.
And then it would be like you would do doubles, and then you do singles, and then it'd be five of you, and then that.
Yes.
And then I'm like, this is wild. And then it's kind of what they use for billboards and marketing
and all of their
stuff.
Teasers, you know, like, you know, basically getting all of the WB, CW,
up
like
next.
Stars in one room. Yeah. Getting bounce on trampolines together.
Totally. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. We should do that again. We should start pitching that.
Yes. Gallery shoot.
It was fun.
That could be a show unto itself. That would definitely.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, it was like, oh,
channel.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It was fun.
There was someone asked a question about another show you were on, Once Upon a Time. People want to know how that was working on there.
That was amazing. I mean, it was a little daunting that I was asked to play Ariel. We were starting to shoot her character. Like, she was being introduced into the show like 8 or 9 weeks postpartum.
Mm.
So I showed up on very shaky ground emotionally to be in a seashell bikini.
Right.
And they lined my like costume with Spanx. I didn't have a belly button.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Who needs it?
Right.
Yeah. But I remember being really worried. I was like, I hope that they don't, you know, tear me apart on the internet because, you know, I'm not some like quintessential mermaid. But the beauty of that moment, and the show was incredible.
Yeah.
But the beauty of that moment was that, you know, you're surrounded by so many incredible, like, talk about, you know, costumes and hair and makeup and, you know, the actors on that show, and everyone was so wonderful that it taught me a really good lesson in like kind of forgetting about what I think I look like and not worrying so much and being like, let's just be this fairy tale character. And it was like very loving, and no one ever made a comment to me, and certainly not in our little world, and I don't read any of the other stuff. So I was like very grateful that I was like, okay, let's not overthink it. I just had a baby. That's a beautiful thing. I'm
totally
playing this Disney princess. That's a beautiful thing. Like, it doesn't all have to be so like 1990.
Right. Absolutely. And see, that's why I love Jo, because you see how she looks at, like, because it's true. And a lot of people need to like understand that and be like that, because it also makes life easier for you. If you're just like, listen,
there's
when you can be grateful and put notice on the things that you're grateful for, it can really change your,
I can abuse myself with the best of them. And certainly at that time, you're so vulnerable. I mean, I was breastfeeding, so it was
and
like,
emotional,
oh,
and your hormones are all over, you're not sleeping.
Right.
It's like a whole
thing. I was away from Nick, you know, it was crazy. So it was awesome. It was such a fun show. And I was able to come back the rest of the seasons, like here and there, as I had, you know, like when they asked me to come back, and it was so great. And I just loved everybody there. And I also, for a good, you know, the first 6 years of my oldest daughter's life, Emmy's life, she thought I was really like
a mermaid.
Ariel.
I love that.
That's a really special gift. That's
that
really cool.
Is. Oh my gosh.
The little one is like wiser.
Are you a great swimmer?
No, I don't even get my hair wet in the pool.
That's okay. Who needs it?
I'm like, don't know.
As long as your tail is in there.
Girl, no,
I feel you on that.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
I wanted to ask you about another show that you worked on or that's a really fun fan favorite is Sweet Magnolias.
Yes.
What's that like? Do you love that experience?
It's been a dream come true. I mean, it's really came out of nowhere in a moment where I had kind of just been going from job to job at the time and not really feeling totally fulfilled. And my mom had gotten sick. So she, my mom had dementia and died with that. But, and my dad, little did I know, was going to die very shortly after I started the show. But the show is just so human and it's so sweet and beautiful. And I love the people that I'm working with. And it was an unexpected success. I mean, not that I don't hope for the best for all of the things that I'm a part of, but I didn't imagine that it would be that it would succeed in that way.
Like it was top 10 right away. Yeah. It was like renewed right away. Like people were so excited. But I get it. I remember when it came out and I dialed in and I'm like, there's something about it. And there's like a freshness to it as well. Like,
yeah, it's very wholesome.
Yeah.
And I remember someone asking me in an interview, now people know the show and we just finished our third season a couple weeks ago. They were like, so how has it been working on a show where you talk about religion and God? And I was like, well, it's a beautiful thing. If you watch our show, there's nothing, it's so inclusive and so much about love. And yes, they're very God-fearing people and they go to church and they have this set of beliefs that are, to me, you know, it resonates with me in a lot of ways, but I just thought, well, there's a place for this. There's a place for, you know, this is the best of what people who are dedicated to their faith. And so I'm like, there's just no reason to shy away from that. And I understand it can be like a little bit uncomfortable and all that kind of stuff, but I think it really just hit home with people. It's very human.
Right.
And so I think the more we dive into it, the more you see that there's more of that humanity in it. And our goal has always been to just for everyone to be able to see themselves living in that town.
Yeah.
Aww. So.
Wow.
That's so wonderful. And Norman Buckley.
Oh, my God.
And you have a lovely actor who plays your mother.
Yes, Carolyn. Oh, my God. I love her.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah. She looks a lot like what I imagine my mom would look like now. She's got this these light eyes and really like white blonde hair. And she's kind of like out there and artistic. And my mom was all of those things. And she was also my mom was a very Southern woman. And we have some really intensely emotional scenes together that are almost impossible for us to get through. But a lot of it is, you know, sometimes there'll just be things that are written in the script or especially in scenes between the two of us that nobody would have any reason to believe that this would, for instance, like someone being allergic to mango. Well, my mom was allergic to mango. It's not something I've ever shared with anybody, but it's in the script and it's like almost this like weird channeling. And so
that feels like something special.
Very.
Yeah, it is. They're very much, I feel both of my mom and my dad so much in everything that I do. But it's really fun in those moments. And Carolyn and I get those like great times together. That's wild. Beautiful.
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, she's an amazing, I saw her on stage here in New York. And she's a real powerhouse too. It's like
such
really,
a talent.
She's an extraordinary. Yeah. I lost my mom in 2012, and it's interesting when sometimes you create a relationship with another actor who kind of, you know, steps into a maternal role with you, and you're making that on screen or on stage.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of answering something in your soul, you know, so it actually becomes almost a deeper, more profound experience playing out those relationships. So that's beautiful that you share
that. It's really
beautiful.
It's very healing in a way, and I take a lot of comfort in our relationship.
Aww. That is.
Yeah,
I love that.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Can I ask you, now that we're sort of watching this episode, season 3, episode 3 of Gossip Girl together, what does it feel like watching the show after? I assume it's been a minute. Does it stir up a lot of memories? Is it something you really remember in detail, or was it kind of just a fun summer that's all awash?
No. I was absolutely not all awash. It was amazing. It's really fun to – the show is so interesting because obviously it was in a moment. Like the flip phones are so fun to like see and how much our world has changed in such a small amount of time. But it still is so like delicious. It is wildly entertaining, and it's just got this special, like, beautiful – I mean, it hit a nerve for a million reasons. Like, there's not much like it. There hasn't been anything like it. It's just wildly entertaining. I love the all – like, it just, you know, shameful, like, basically willing to, like – Georgina's character is out of control. I was like, this girl is not
– Oh, my God.
She's not really afraid.
Wild. No.
I love it. I love all of it. I love the champagne. I love the fact that they like know what vintage of champagne that they love at like their age. Right. It's like so absurd.
It's absurd.
I'm like, I'll take the whatever Pinot Noir. Yeah.
In this particular episode, you have you pull up in that limo at the end. You have that kind of great scene toward the end, and it's like the limo window rolls down.
I know.
And it's like that kind of that portrayal of that, like, you know, that kind of, you know,
just uber
that
rich
lifestyle.
Kid. Yeah. Absurd that I'm in a stretch limo. And then I'm like, you know how much daddy likes to hunt? And I'm just like, ooh.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
It's so, so
watch
true.
Out.
Oh, man. Yeah. You guys came off of the helicopter, you and Nate.
Yes.
Yes.
Those kind of things. Okay. So here's where we left off. After publicly embarrassing Georgina at the party, Blair then retreats into Chuck's arms while Dan spends the night with Georgina, and Serena finally admits that she doesn't want to go to college just yet. So that's where we've left off. And then jumping
that's where
into
we left
this
off.
Episode.
And today it's in this episode, it's a major Upper East Side face-off, of course, when Blair and Chuck both set their sights on a particular item for bid at Sotheby's. And the personal stakes are also really high. So we have this major auction storyline here. Meanwhile, Serena suspects that Carter may be up to his old habits of being not completely honest with her. And Georgina takes an interest in Dan, and Vanessa begins to suspect that something isn't quite right with Scott. So we have a lot of Scott,
a lot of Scott
juicy
stuff.
Scott got stuff here.
Oh my God.
Finally, yeah. Bree's true intentions with Nate are secretly revealed and related to Carter and his exploits. We have that fantastic.
Which is a big turn again.
Stretch limo.
I had like, didn't remember that.
Yes.
I was shocked by all of
right.
that. Again,
yep.
Even mm-hmm. in my mind, when I'm watching something, I'm like, they can't pull one on me. I know what Gossip Girl's doing now. Like, I've rewatched it. I've read the scripts. I'm a part of the show. And I'll like try to outthink, like, okay. Right. And I'm still like, would have never put
yeah.
any connection with Bree with Carter right. Bazin.
No.
Georgina, right. maybe?
Yeah.
This,
yeah.
So I'm saying they still pull stuff out. Like, I'm like, they're it's, not going
to
get me this
right.
Time.
That was a nice surprise. Yeah. To bring that together at the end. So it was the last episode, I think, where we saw Bree and Nate sort of having the romantic
your, like,
time.
Little getaway that, at the apartment, right?
The fact that, yeah, and Nate had kept that boarding pass from the airplane, which was a very sweet thing. And so we kind of are seeing this relationship develop in private and then sort of be taken out into the public eye.
Totally.
Right?
And so I'm really liking, I like you two. I mean, I know there's like a lot of fire around yeah. everything going on, but I really am liking Bree and Nate right now.
Yeah.
And when you asked Nate in the last episode, let me see your pants. I want to see the wallet. I'm like, oh my God. Like right. that was a moment where I thought like, okay, something's going to happen. Someone's going to get busted. And then it was such a sweet, nice thing. Like,
yeah,
the ticket
yeah.
where he
it
met
was
you.
Sweet.
Like, yeah,
you're right. It was so super romantic.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fan feedback and people asking questions about your chemistry.
Yeah.
So the Bree-Nate chemistry, which is just really unstoppable and undeniable. So what did it feel like working with Chase and developing that that dynamic? And, you know, what was your personal take on Bree and Nate?
I mean, I had a blast.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I love – and like I said, I love Chase so much. So I think the chemistry was we have this very, you know, lovely like ease about each other and still do to this day. So that was easy. That was right. a no-brainer. And obviously it was just so much fun because I know where my character's headed.
Right.
So it was just right. kind of like fun to really play into this kind of swooping romance. And then, you know, this is the turn, obviously, where you see that Bree may be there for other reasons,
right.
Gathering some information and trying to save her own tail in the process. But I mean, that was – Chase is, as you know, he's just a very likable human and a wonderful guy and very easy on the eyes. And so – and he's also a dude.
Yeah. He's,
you know, I don't,
yeah. And he's,
I know that's going to resonate. You're like, sometimes yeah. you're like, come on, man. I'm like, give me some
– No, and he
is. Chase has got all of that.
Yeah.
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 Right.
He's kind
yeah,
of a unicorn.
He totally is. He is. I always thought like special angel would just descend into the room and it was Chase Crawford.
Yeah. yeah. Coming in with an ease and a smile.
But then the
he's
best
such a presence.
Yeah. The best. The first time him. My husband played golf with him, he was like, man, I really feel for him. I was like, you feel for Chase? And he's like, the way that women attack him and right. treat
no,
him.
No, it's very true. It's
it's
like
abusive. It's like almost shocking.
And
he felt very like defensive towards for Chase. He was like, I got you, bro. I you know, I'll take care of you, because he was like, this is not normal the way women like
flock and
claw
are,
right? at
they
him.
Melt and
yeah.
that makes sense.
It's very true. Girls all over anywhere you
oh,
are.
Man.
I'm like, I don't even know sometimes if they know it's him from Gossip Girl. And he's like, there, I don't know.
Because he's just right. that he's good just, looking.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's obviously a big thing with Gossip Girl, but it's just, it's
That's
not.
So funny.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Yeah. Nick was really like, I just felt, so, I fell for him. I was like, okay, well, yeah, he's going to get through it. But
yeah, he's
when you
fine.
See it,
yeah.
you're, yeah.
somehow he'll pull through. I have
yeah.
faith in him.
I'm like, but it's good that you're, it's good funny. That you're being a good friend and,
yeah.
and making sure you beat him off with the stick.
yeah. Wow.
Okay, so in this That's beginning really part, which I have to jump to this because I was like mortified last night watching this. Not mortified. I should mm-hmm. take your advice.
Right.
Let it go, whatever. When Vanessa pops her head out of the door and she's like, oh, I thought I heard your voices. I somehow like had something in my mouth. I rewatched it like 3 times. I'm like, did they use that cut? And I don't know how this came back to me. But because it was – the camera was on the door, so it was Penn's coverage, I don't think I right. knew that I was coming out that soon. So when they – you know how the AD will be like, and go, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I had a mint in my mouth.
Oh, I can see that.
So
yeah, I get
because
caught like that a lot.
And you remember
– I do because I remember thinking there was no way to get rid of it when I turn, when my back is on the camera.
Right.
So I kept it in, which is
probably actually now that I think of it, rude of me to have had it in, but I don't think I knew I was being called at that moment. So yeah, if you go back and unawares. Watch, I literally have like
I'm going to go back and watch and it.
I know. That's a good tidbit. I like that.
But I was like, the fact that they used that cut, but anyways.
Well, it's very natural. You know, Vanessa could be chewing on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vanessa. Like you were like, you know, went to get some dental work.
Sure.
Right. Yep. Right before the scene started. I get caught with candy in my mouth all the time.
Yeah.
People are like, that's just like, you're too old to do that. But I didn't notice that. So, but I'm going to go back and check it out.
I didn't notice it either.
I was like, why did I sound like that? That doesn't sound like me. You know, when you can tell like there's ADR, it was like one of those things. So I click back and then I'm like, no, I definitely had a mint in my mouth and we'll never do that again.
I don't think people realize how much ADR they're watching. So we see that, I think, because we're used to it. So like, I can't watch TV without pointing out ADR, but I feel like people don't realize how much that happens. And it happened a lot on this show because of
being outside,
so much outdoor stuff. Yeah. And New York City is impossible to shoot in. So
yeah,
I feel like there was a moment in this episode I noticed of that, but I feel like the top of this episode is so shocking because we start with Georgina and Dan mid makeout,
like bone,
and he's like shirtless on top of her.
I love it.
And Blair walks in, so it is like already from the get, you're already like, whoa! What and then all of a sudden, Vanessa comes out with a mint in her mouth.
Who's, what is she doing in that room? No, but here's like honestly, that sock on the door, and I like watch.
It the worst? It's the grossest sock you've ever seen in your life.
It was very gross.
Who owns that sock?
Is it Dan's?
Yeah. Is it Dan's sock?
Stop!
It's definitely.
Oh my God.
I thought it took me a minute. It bumped me because I thought, wait, which one of the girls' socks is that? Like, who?
That's really
neither
funny.
Of them own that sock.
No. Yes. But also,
it's Dan's sock.
That is hilarious because it was a gross sock. It was like kind of tan brown. Like it was thick, but like looks like it had rips maybe. But how about Blair having the glove on top of it? She's like, I had a glove on and I still want to wash my hands. And I'm like,
she
rips the glove off. It's pretty fantastic.
But how about this? He walks out, and of course he runs into Serena. Like, even he says it, I think.
Right.
He's like, what?
With his shirt open.
Of course it's Serena. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's always – she's always catching people or, you know. Serena's, like, always in the right or wrong place at the right time. I don't know. But it's always
the right place.
Like, the right place. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's seeing that. How do you guys feel about the Dan and Georgina of it? Because I don't get it. I don't like it. It's kind of cringeworthy to me. I don't know.
But
I'm not
feel like
it.
The last episode and this one, it's like we – obviously Georgina is still a schemer at heart and all that stuff. But her – you know, the fact that you can tell that she's really into him and then Serena points out, you know, like you better let her know that you don't like her as much as she likes you. Like there is a little bit of like a sad baby lamb aspect of Georgina that we've seen the last two episodes. So I feel like you have to keep reminding yourself of her bigger picture. You know, her end game, because in the moment I start feeling for her. And I also feel like in this episode, hair and makeup wise,
she looked amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. She looks so pretty, but it was also so understated. Like usually Georgina has
soft,
such like a sharp look. You know, she has a lot of jewelry on or a lot of like fashion. And in this, the kind of NYU version of Georgina was so relatable and like, you know, really kind of almost sweet looking.
Yeah.
So I was kind of falling for it a little. I felt a little bit for her a couple times.
Yeah. Well, I did last episode. I feel like I was saying that like, oh, you know, like she really does want a fresh start. And that's why I like when Vanessa's like, listen, we're all starting new. She wants it. We want it. Let's give her a chance. I felt that this one, I don't know. And I didn't even know with the letter. That was a shocking moment to me again at the end of this episode.
Yeah.
And so it's not even about that. There was just one point. I'm like, I didn't like it this episode.
Yeah, it's a little bit rubs you the wrong way.
Yeah.
I loved at the end when she got busted and she was like, listen, I'm sorry. That was before we hooked up. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Like, it's like, now that we've hooked up, I'm not going to do these terrible things.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. That's really funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too much for us to bear. And it's like this sort of early in this episode, too, we kind of get this, we're reminded of the Scott situation, which is like, sort of Vanessa's obsession in this couple episodes is, you know, this new relationship she has. And it's like, he keeps being wrong about his coursework. So it's like he almost immediately in this episode, we find out that he is claiming to be in a class at the wrong time. So obviously there's something going on and she's starting to really sense it. And I feel like kind of at what point in this episode does she actually get the idea? Wait, he doesn't, does he even go to NYU? Because she goes, I think, and starts
Dan
digging.
Dan says something. Yeah. Dan says something like
about a, the timing of your, yeah, the classes, right?
He's like, my so-and-so said it's really hard to get in there. I thought it was the afternoon, something like that. And then something goes off in Vanessa's head. Joe, do you know the story with Scott? Do you remember? Because we've been watching it. So he's obviously the love child.
Yes, he's the love child, but I don't remember where it goes. So now I'm like, wait, I got to watch that. Right. I got to get, I'm gonna go ahead and binge the rest of this because I was, it does. It just, it stands up. Like my friend came here earlier today and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just rewatching some Gossip Girl. She's like, oh, it's the best show. I'll watch it with you. And I was like, it is. It's like one of those shows you can pick up like in a matter of no time.
Yeah.
Just like, I'll watch it, rewatch it. It's so entertaining. I don't know where it goes. I don't remember exactly where it goes, but I do know who he is.
Right.
And
And he comes clean to Vanessa in this episode. Yeah.
But he, at the end of season two, I just want to tell you this to like, as we go on about this storyline, Rufus tries to find their son, goes to the adopted family, and they tell Rufus that he had died. So Rufus thinks that this child that he had that he never knew about.
There isn't a brother.
No, there is. We find out later that in this episode that there were two sons. I mean, the adoptive parents
and one
had
died.
Two. One died, and it happened right before Rufus, approached them. And so they just said that was the birth son, when really it was the other one. And so I think the mom later in this episode kind of clarifies that she's like, we were so grief stricken about your brother's death that, you know, we went
that
ahead and
sense.
We didn't want to lose you. So we just lied.
Right.
And so it's like this kind of complicated thing where it's like, there is a dead brother, but it's not.
And Rufus is the real dad.
Him.
But him in this scene, when he's getting the guitar lesson from Rufus, that's pretty ballsy to do. Like, this is your real dad. You're dating essentially, like, Vanessa's kind of like a daughter to Rufus. You're dating him. You've been around your half-brother. So what do you guys think about that when you find out he's getting, like, guitar lessons? I get it, but that has to be such a wild emotional situation.
Right.
You're sitting there with your biological father that doesn't know it's him. This is a whole world where all of your half-siblings live.
Yes.
All of them live in the one place.
They kind of do, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, there's a good mix of creepy and sweet. You know, it's like,
yeah, that's what I was saying. The letter really threw me for a loop. Did we get any more
to Dan?
Yeah, like the letter from his article.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was just trying anyway to like get in. Yeah.
Got it. So it's not as creepy.
But that's creepy too.
There is a creepy feel. I get a little, I get a vibe. Right. I'm picking up a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like Vanessa finds out, he basically comes clean to Vanessa. So she has the info, but she's encouraging him to tell Rufus. And then in the interim, she's kind of telling Dan, oh, he's not who he says he is. So then Dan is getting the idea, oh, he's a creepy stalker. He wrote me this letter. And because Georgina is in Dan's life, she, of course, butts in. And so they start digging. So now they know, they discover his real name and the fact that he's the one who wrote this fan letter. So it's like stuff is coming to light for different people, but nobody has the full story in this episode except for Vanessa. And then it's like all of a sudden she spends the whole episode armed with this information and kind of stuck in the middle. And I got to say, this to me, this was the episode where like Vanessa's on trial here, because you're like, what are you doing? And also he never, when he admits it to her, he's not particularly apologetic, like, you know, about her feelings, you know?
Right. He said, if you have any feelings for me, then
you won't do anything.
I'm
like, wait. It's very abusive. And then also is like, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I didn't come clean and you're still going to keep my secret.
Yeah.
Right, are we good?
I'm like, this is a big secret for Vanessa to have and keep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's crazy. I was like very like bothered by that. That was like wild when he's like, yeah, just if you have any feelings for me. I'm like, I don't really think she has any feelings, or she doesn't even know what her feelings are now, because
she's so confused.
You just like blew shit up in front of her face. Yes. That's like insane.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it really speaks to Vanessa's strength / weakness, or, you know, you've talked a lot before about this idea that Vanessa's always disappointed with stuff. Everybody's disappointing her all the time. And that really happens in this episode. And I thought you played, Jess, I thought you played that scene so beautifully when there's a moment he's kind of hugging you and you having you're getting so emotional. And it's like, you can see that there's this deep disappointment in having found herself in this position, but the heart of that character that you brought to it, you know, is still in the lead, because that he is still able to come to Vanessa and say, I need your help. I need you to go with me. And she's still there for him. So it's like, to me, it's that sort of beautiful, pure heartedness of Vanessa, which both hurts her and makes her a really beautiful, inspirational character. You know, so it's like, I feel like we see all of that here.
It's very nice. Yeah, I don't remember what happens or what she does with that.
I know, I'm looking forward to find out, because you also are, now you're keeping a secret from someone that you really do, from Rufus. You know, he doesn't ultimately know.
Right.
And you know how much it means to him. So I really need to know more about how this turns out.
I do too. I mean, what would you guys do in that situation? Do you go and tell
I don't
Dan?
Know. I'd sit
do
on
you tell
it.
Rufus?
I would tell Rufus. I think I'd tell Rufus. No, I don't know why. I don't know.
I think I would tell Rufus too.
Yeah, I think Rufus has got to know. That's what I should say. So I don't know how I would go about doing that, but I'd be like, you know.
Rufus has to know.
Rufus got to know. This is his son. And Rufus actively like wanted to know this information. It's not like it's like, you know, he was none the wiser and didn't care. He's right. Like, you know, he sought this out.
Yeah. He was like going to different cities, calling all these agencies. Like he was like really trying.
Yeah.
I think I would have blurted it out, you know, in that moment when he was like, actually, I'm the brother of the kid that, you know.
You're like, oh, hell no. No.
I would have been like, no.
You guys look like each other.
I know.
Yeah.
That's not right. But it's funny because like everything in this episode comes to a climax at this Sotheby's auction. So I guess the reason that fundamentally we're there is that, I mean, I guess Rufus has a painting to buy for Lily or a photograph.
And Serena ends up with –
and then we have this crazy plot line with right.
Chuck with, and Blair and Serena.
Well, basically, but it all starts with Chuck and Blair because they have this plot line about she feels neglected by him because he's chasing this business opportunity. And he, in order to impress this business prospect, wants to get this Patrick McMullen, is it photo?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then she wants the same photo in order to get into a secret society, which we only find out at the end is really – yes, we find out that really was a ruse set in motion by Georgina, because you know she can never be without her scheming.
Right.
But all of a sudden, we all find ourselves at the auction together, yeah. Which is a typical kind of Gossip Girl trope. But it's interesting because you have this kind of constant storyline so far in season three of Chuck and Blair finding their way. You know.
By the way, one of my favorite parts of this episode is yes, when they're hooking up and she takes his shoes. I'm like, that's brilliant.
Yes. Oh, so good.
She's like, it's Dorota dry cleaning. He says something and then she literally scutters.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God. I'm like, this is freaking genius.
It's so funny.
I never would have thought.
Stealing the shoes was key. Yeah.
The shoes. It was like a genius.
Genius.
Brilliant move.
Hilarious.
God, love her. Just so much savvier than I ever will be.
Yeah. And the way Chuck likes that, he's like, did she took my shoes?
She took my shoes. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What's going on with Serena and Carter here in terms of Carter's money troubles, and he gets that bill that comes into play? What exactly was the situation there?
When you saw the girl come up to him in the street and was like calling out him on his drink and that they hooked up last week, did you guys feel like I wasn't quite sure what to think at that point. I'm like, why would that be happening? Like, why is a girl coming up? Like, who's trying?
It's such a rude thing to do. I mean, if you're with if you see a guy with another girl, it's wild. Yeah, it seemed a little, but it didn't occur to me that it was contrived at the time.
Right. I just was like, I know, I believe that he didn't do that, but I'm not sure like what's going to come of this. And again, Chuck and Blair setting all these things up for him, the bill at the hotel, the room service, all the things for them to protect Serena. That's again where I always say their friendship is so like solid to me, because they will go as far as to do shit like that to like protect each other.
Right.
Calling the cops. Yeah. Like, I was like, who's your contact at the precinct? Yeah. Like, what did you?
Oh, that's right. The precinct. He's like, I'm calling my guy at the precinct.
Yeah, I'll call my contact at the precinct.
Hilarious. Yeah,
okay. I need a guy like that.
Yeah.
It's genius.
But we keep seeing kind of Serena almost like buying into like what her friends are trying to show her about Carter. And then they keep kind of coming up for air and like making up. So like, again, here they kind of come together at the end, right?
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I like these two.
I do too. I do. Like, they've got like a woo.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, right. I don't know. There's something there that I'm very into.
Yeah, I am too. Cause I'm believing that Carter is really changing. I know Blair's like, people like him don't change.
Right.
But I'm like, I like these two. I'm into this right now.
They're wildly charismatic individuals separately. Together, you're like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Let's go. Right. I'm going to lean into this one.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and there's kind of a cool, like a, I don't know, just like an ease of their, like what makes them so fantastic and fabulous that matches. So they look like they make a good couple. Yeah, so they have their kind of situation that also kind of comes to a head at this Sotheby's auction, and we realize that Serena buys the picture to punish Blair and Chuck because she realizes they've been undercutting and sabotaging Carter.
And how sweet is it that Blair throws the card because she loves him, she's just going to let it be. That was so sweet of Blair. I really didn't see that. I thought if anything, Chuck was going to have to give it up because Blair's feisty and
that
very
was
stubborn,
very cute.
Usually.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
that was very cute. And then Serena basically gets Georgina in the end by orchestrating everybody to eat dinner, and like she's left in the dust, like sadly.
Yeah, I'm
on
like,
the
did
curb.
Anybody just Dan didn't see her like walking out of the door? Just I know. Literally, the door closes and she's like, "I'm here." Right. Like, did they? Just, I don't know how they avoided that, but it was good.
So sad.
Oh my
God. Also, I mean, she did a bad thing, but she just keep getting.
And then she's looking to go to Boston. Like, she's going into that whole situation.
Right, so she overhears Vanessa talking to
Scott. At my dorm,
Scott. So she knows what's up there. And then the other, obviously, reveal we get here is
You, girl.
I know. The fact that Bree is because there's that moment of eavesdropping. We see a moment of eavesdropping at the event. And then we have the fabulous limo moment. So, like, what exactly is Bree up to?
And what did you hear again?
I heard about them talking about Carter. Serena and Chuck and Blair were talking.
Oh, and Serena finds out that he was going all over to look for her father.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yes. Which is a big thing. And that's another reason. I'm like, oh, that's what he was doing. He was actually like really trying to get the one thing that Serena really wants. And that's to see her dad, her father.
Yeah.
Right. So you hear that. Yeah. What I literally have zero idea of what you got with Carter. Do you remember or no?
Well, we have family history. Like we have a connection that I'm on the outs as well with my family. I come from like oil money.
Right.
And right. I need a way back in. And so by throwing him under the bus, it's going to be exactly what I need to get into the good graces of my family again.
Wow.
So I've done something bad too.
Right. And so you're going to tell your family that you've spotted him. You know where he is.
I'm going to use this in my relationship and proximity to gather information to basically take down Carter.
Okay. So the relationship with Nate is not genuine at all.
Well, I think it becomes really hard.
Because you end up, you fall for him.
She falls for him.
Well, girl, I'm liking you as you're playing that you two have this chemistry and that you really like Nate. I don't see it at all.
Yeah, what you do so beautifully is like, it's not.
It's effortless.
Yeah, we don't see it coming. We don't know that you're going to be a two-timer in any way.
So I'm a two-timer.
So like that, you know, that comes as a surprise, which is beautifully done. And it's like, I feel like you did such a great job of illustrating this character because she's, you know, she has a little bit of that standoffishness or like the kind of, you know, how in the beginning they're kind of poking at each other and you know, being a little bit, you know, playfully aggressive. And then also you really see beyond that and see them sort of falling for each other too.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and so you kind of start to really root for them as a couple and then you find out that there's an ulterior motive.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Knowing that now, I'm still like, well, what I'm seeing now, I like.
And you guys go with it.
How about the entrance? Everyone entering the auction.
It was
there
so
was
insane.
So much stuff going on.
Like, oh, with the paparazzis and stuff. Yes.
Make out with the paparazzi. Yeah. Scott and Vanessa, like he's going to meet and tell his biological father. Then Blair's like on a mission to get the picture. Serena's like in this hot little dress coming down, like walking in. Like there was some
so
moments.
Hot.
Right?
So many moments. It was so, but that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I guess Sex and the City in its like glory days had like very similar, like these just absurd kind of like, maybe even Beverly Hills 90210 way back in the day. But there's like, no one did it like Gossip Girl 1.0.
Right.
They just crushed it.
They really did.
You guys killed it.
It's true. There's certain things that you're like, this is crazy and absurd and wild, but it's grounded. So it works.
Right.
It's very grounded. I think that's the beauty of it. Also, like even the way that it all – I almost look at it as like a crime board, a bulletin board.
That's what I say. I'm like an investigator. Like,
yeah.
And then you're like, oh, and that one's going to go there. And then we're going to bring that person in and it's going to go like that. And to me, that's where like the genius of really well done shows, working with incredible
writers
more than anything, incredible writers.
Yeah.
Like, that, you know, just having people like Josh and Stephanie. I mean, Stephanie's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's priceless. And then you have these great directors that are really fighting for these performances. And then obviously you have the actors who you get to enjoy and see, and they're the obvious reasons to kind of like be like, this is why it's working. And it's when it all comes together, it's lightning in a bottle. And that's what the show is.
Lightning in a bottle. It's true.
You brought
girl.
Up the Sex and the City reference, and like in Sex and the City, there's this idea of New York City as a character, and obviously that's very true here in Gossip Girl too. And at toward the end of this episode, we see that Chuck is going to purchase the Empire Hotel, which I think is such a funny part of the episode because that's a real hotel.
Yes,
you know, people I think come from far and wide to stay at Chuck's hotel. You know, I think they definitely,
absolutely.
It's like a spot. It's like a spot on the Gossip Girl, you know, tour.
On the map.
Right.
It is.
And, you know, they used to have a bar in the lobby because they have like a roof bar too. But the bar in the lobby always had cocktails named after characters from Gossip Girl.
The characters.
And
yes.
It was
I
one
love
of the
it.
Moments I felt coolest in life was that they had a Dorota. And I was like,
what was it?
Dorota,
I
went
love
to a
it.
Wedding
what
there.
Was the Dorota? Yeah.
It was like a.
It had to be a vodka something.
Like a Polish vodka martini. Yeah. Which makes sense.
I love it.
Yeah, I went and they did have a Vanessa Abrams.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yep,
what was the Vanessa Abrams?
Honestly, I feel like it was like a gin, which was...
Oh, I would have said tequila.
Yeah, I feel like it was gin because I remember I can't even have it because I don't like gin. I was like, I can't have the drink of Vanessa because... but I thought that was cute that they did that. So cute.
That is great. By the way, it's genius on their part. Genius marketing. Right. You know how many people come through
there. Can I get a Chuck Bass, please?
This is a part of their histories. Yeah.
Can I get a Nate?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
You're like, been there.
Exactly.
Oh, so funny.
Done that.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I couldn't help myself. Sorry.
I get it. But yeah, that I didn't realize that this was the first time we see it.
Yeah. It's the first time it's introduced.
And it's so like, it's like a give you chills kind of
moment. Do you remember filming there how crazy the crowds would be? It'd be really gnarly.
The whole, everywhere, when I was on the show, I was like shocked. I was like, how do you guys get anything done? I mean, it was great. It was awesome. But also too, at that time, like paparazzi world was so just rabid. And you guys, it was just anywhere and everywhere. But it is nice to see the fans. And even on Sweet Magnolias, we shoot in this little city called Covington, Georgia. And these people, like, they get to watch the show. You get to come and get, like, a real, like, you get to, like, to touch it, feel it, see it. Right. And then bonus is to see it be filmed, which I think is cool. I think that's like, so cool. Special.
Yeah. I stop and watch almost every film shoot I see in New York City. I'm always like, what are they shooting?
You know, who's that?
Like, it's just, you know, it's just cool to see, you know, you have to like check it out.
And you're like, oh, it's Mariska. Yeah, it's Mariska.
Aw. Is that pretty much the end of the episode, right?
Yeah, that's how it ends.
I mean, the episode ends. You
looking beautiful in the back of the limo. And Carter's face, like, if looks could kill, I was like, oh my God, he is like mortified right now. Mortified. Like Carter Bazin does not know what to do right now. And then you have everyone watching, Joe, like, what is this bitch going to do now? Like you have us thinking you're the sweetest, nicest, like we want you with Nate. And now she's like daddy wants to hunt.
She's got Georgina vibes.
Yes.
Yeah. Daddy likes to hunt. And then
such a good one.
Like it is a Georgina vibe because it's all of a sudden everything's going to like shift obviously because all these ulterior motives that we had no clue the whole time. And when Carter Bazin's involved.
It's always bad. It's always bad. Yeah.
Something's going down. Yeah.
Something fishy. Yeah. Right. And I think that she's kind of probably a very similar type of person to Carter. Redeeming qualities. There's a heart in there.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
And nothing beats but the stretch limo. Like,
she's maneuvering. Girl. Only.
I mean, how many stretch limos are in this episode? Blair, you, Chuck.
I know. It's crazy.
I actually have to show this to my kids because they are so obsessed with limos. They think – they believe that Taylor Swift actually drives around in one. Right. Like, that's her
car. I love
that. And so – and every time they see – even in, like, Tampa, Florida, they're like, there's a limo. Do you think Taylor Swift's in there? And I was like, I don't know. That would be very cool if, like, she was going to Fresh Market with us.
This is also what's so great about you. You're, like, the best mom.
You're so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh,
Like, juggling it and doing all that, and you always are working. I mean, you're always working as a mom. That never stops, ever. Do you mind talking about the ages and how you juggle that?
No. Emmy's 9 and Sailor is 6. They are polar opposites.
How cute are those names?
Those are so cute.
They're both just – they're little troopers. I mean, they were on the show this year. They were on Sweet Magnolias. Oh. Just for a couple of hours, the little one was like, what's my motivation? What's my character's name? The older one was like, this is like a lot of work and I don't understand. But I can't say that it's not without like panicky moments of, you know, am I being selfish by wanting them to be with me? But honestly, I look at them and we're such a, you know, we're a really close-knit family and we talk about things a lot and they just kind of popped right back into school, no problem. And they get to have these experiences. And I'm just grateful that they're, you know, want to be a part of the journey. Cause I think that, you know, like everything, we've got to balance things and I don't want to be away from them for too long. And they are the first thing I think about before I take any job. So
yeah, absolutely.
The motherhood thing does really come first.
And do you know what I think is really awesome too with what we're blessed with to be able to do is we do have a job where like they can come to set like and be in our trailers and stuff. Like some people can't bring their kids to the office. Some people can't bring their kids to the, you know, school. Like it's just, I'm saying we're very blessed that they can come to work and that a lot of productions are very great about that. So
absolutely.
I feel like life in the arts too. It's like you have you meet such a diversity of people. Your every job is a whole new family. So to expose young people to that, to expose kids to that, it's like you're just making them, their world is just so much bigger. So, you know, that's a beautiful gift for them.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Lucky.
I think they're really adaptable and like also just like meeting new people. Yeah. I think that's why traveling is so important and getting to see how people live outside of you, you and your life. So I think that's
because
important
it's life experiences. I mean, to be in the South and Georgia is a very different place than
LA
and all of that. And you learn different things about yourself being in different places like that. So I think it's
absolutely.
To what you both are saying. It's a beautiful thing. It really is awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot believe she's 9. That's
I know,
so insane.
I know. And then she's been talking to me. Someone mentioned her leg hair on at like gymnastics class, and she's like, "I think I need to shave." And I was like, "You're absolutely
not shaving.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I can't
You're
imagine.
9 years old." But then I start to think, I'm like, "Should I help her with this? Like, I don't want her to get made fun of."
Right.
And then it's just like we're taking a hard right into a new phase, whereas the little one is still just like. I don't even know how to describe her personality. She's just wild and fun and funny. And
they're
the other
so
day
cute.
She asked me, she's like, "Did you ever do anything bad as a little kid?" And I was like, "Well, like,
no, never."
I mean, I was like, I was pretty.
I don't want her getting ideas.
No, we're not talking about my 20s. But I was like, no, I never got sent to the principal's office. And my oldest was like, "I've gotten sent to the principal's office when that kid punched me in the face." And Sailor looked at her, my little 6-year-old. She goes, "That's not on you, honey." I was like, "What?"
Oh my gosh.
Like,
so
where
cute.
Did you learn that?
That's very funny.
Oh, that's not on you, honey.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're so cute.
First of all, I can't believe someone punched her. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. A boy punched her.
Oh my God. I
it
don't
was
know.
Awful.
Oh.
Yeah. I never felt the need to call a teacher. I'm not that mom. I'm like, we'll figure this out. And more about kind of bolstering them to be able to handle people rather than having to go have a teacher's conference about it. But hitting. My kid? No, that's when the Cuban mother and me came out. I was like, no, that's not happening. So,
oh my goodness.
Nick was like, "Okay, go girl." I was like, "Yeah."
Yep.
You heard that right.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Get ready. Get ready. And Bowie, you cannot even keep your eyes off Bowie. She's so remarkably – she looks like something from another world. Like, she's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, she really is.
A striking child.
Oh, thanks.
No, she's so gorgeous.
She's really, really sweet. Thank you.
She's nice gorgeous, too. So get ready.
Usually on Instagram, when people's kids' videos comes up, I'm like, scroll, scroll, scroll. But
you're like,
I look at Jessica's because it's so – they're so
You can't
cute.
Help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So precious and like
oh
really,
my gosh,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so sweet. And I can't wait to like go play with her right now.
I was going to say, go just like squeeze her cheeks or give her a kiss for me.
I will.
And this is such a beautiful time. It's such a gorgeous time. It's magical. And there is something really miraculous about being able to like walk beside your child and help them navigate this very crazy world. It's an honor.
Yeah.
So
it really
I'm trying to like it not an honor when in the middle of the night my kids like I literally both of them wound up in our bed last night. There was 4 of us deep in our bed.
I
and
love I, that though.
And you get like punched and kicked in the head and you know, but it is I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I'm savoring the moment.
Yeah. It really is such a beautiful thing. And it's also like when I'm with Bowie, sometimes I like really try not to have my phone by just to like
absolutely.
Really dial in and be there because everything's so precious. Time is just like, you know, so I'm just always trying to be real.
We could talk about this for hours. This is a whole nother podcast.
Wild. Yes, we could. I know I'm like, but I'll just call you.
Call me.
Yeah. But all of that being said, you're an amazing mom. You're very inspirational.
Oh,
and I
so
just love
you.
The positive attitude that you have and how committed you are to your work and your family. Everyone has this, the best things to say about you all around.
Aww.
And
that's very true. We've heard your name so many times
so
from
sweet.
Everyone on this podcast because it's like, you know, you're
that's
beloved and that makes a huge difference in the world because, you know, it's like you can you be talented and beautiful as you are, but the fact that you also have a good heart and just like leave a great imprint in all the people you work with, that's a huge thing. So it's my pleasure to meet you and to have this conversation with you. It's been really fun.
You guys are going to make me cry. Thank you. Oh. I love you both.
Yes. Do you want to do the Gossip Girl closing quote?
Sure. Oh my gosh, I'm scared. I'm like,
it's actually a short really one. Usually they're really long. Yeah. Cute.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone want to start the bidding on what happens next? Going once, going twice. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Love it. Well done.
I loved it. Well done. I feel like that was – I have a lot of respect for Kristen Bell now.
Yeah, it's hard. I've read a couple of them.
By the way, I always have had respect for her, but I just want to say, like, that's – I wanted that boy. I wanted that badly. I wanted that.
Yeah.
That's so great.
She did such a good job with it, and it's like when they tested the – pilot, you know, they go and they would have the little the dials that would go up and down when the audience liked things or didn't like things. And apparently every time that Gossip Girl's voice came on, it went way down. And like Josh was like, I don't like can't not have it. But I remember thinking they were so committed and had such a vision that they were like, it doesn't work. We're obviously keeping it.
We're doing it.
Yeah. And that's like the heart and the through line of the show now. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh my God. It's so important.
And this one is particularly good because it basically speaks to what we've been talking about this whole time is what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Who knows? Oh, by the way, I'm going to find out. I'm literally going
to
binge it.
It's very bingeable now. And I'm, it's fun to rewatch. Can go down the rabbit hole.
It really is. And I'm, can't wait to see what you're about to pull up, Brie. But were you shocked that it was Dan when you found out, or did you not?
He was not even on like the top 10.
Right. So yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're just like,
what?
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's literally what everyone's reaction was.
Did Penn know?
No.
Through the whole time? No one knew.
No one knew.
I love
No one knew.
I love
that. It's always a mystery with a Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Thank you much for coming. I know I love you too, girl. Thank you for coming.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
It was so nice to meet you too. You guys, good luck. This is amazing. I love this.
XOXO is produced by Propagate Content and me, Jessica Zor. Our show is executive produced by Ling Lee. Our senior producer is Diego Tapia. Our producers are Hannah Harris, Emily Carr, and Kristen Vermilia. And our intern is Sammy Katz. Original music by Moxie and Loon. And the episode was mixed by Seth Olansky.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.